This video was sponsored by Zoro.to. Hello ladies and gentlemen, my name is Rosavi, and today I'm going to talk about the best manga websites out there right now. Now, these are in no particular order, however the final two are my personal favorites. That doesn't mean that they are better than the rest, but they are my personal favorites, so keep that in mind. The final two are my favorites. Now, let's start out with Manga Owl. You can change, like as you can see right now, you can change it to either dark or white. I personally prefer dark, but you can, you know, do whatever you want, of course. There's a home list, of course, makes sense. There's a genres list, your own list. I'm not logged in, so I don't think I can make a list right now. And you can search. So, for example, let's say that we search for Komi. I mean, there's a big chance that they have it because it's incredibly popular. Here it is. So you got Komi, and you can click on it. The website is, at this point in time, a little bit overloaded, so that is why it's taking a little bit longer for everything to load. But then again, it does, you know, it does the trick. So for example, you can jump to a couple of chapters. In this case, we're gonna jump to chapter 1, as to also avoid spoilers and stuff. Makes sense, right? So we go to chapter 1, click on it, and then you will see that it'll work soon. However, I am using an ad blocker, and most, you know, some websites don't like the fact that I am, you know, that you're using an ad blocker, but I don't care because an ad blocker is important. For the people that wonder, I use uBlock Origin, by the way. But as you can see, it works. It's even colored in this one. That's interesting because the official one wasn't colored in. So yeah, it works and it's pretty cool. Manga Owl is definitely a great website. Now, in this case, you're currently seeing this in German, but 9anime is available in many languages. In this case, I selected German, but frankly, you can do whatever. You can also select English. So, you know, I think most of my audience speaks English, so let's go to English. And then you can select anything. And, you know, again, let's just select Komi for this one, but we can do whatever. You know, maybe we should do something different. For example, Kaguya-sama. So we click on that one. Yeah, again, let's go to number one because I don't want to do any spoilers. You click on this, and as you can see, it works perfectly fine. Now, keep in mind, I am always using an ad blocker. If you are not, these websites are still wonderful, but you will get some ads in your face sometimes. But they are definitely great. Okay, so we got 9anime, we got 9anime, did I just really say 9anime? Oh, it's 9manga, sorry about that. 9anime is a whole different website. And we got Manga Owl. So let's go to the next one, which is mangago.me. Now, mangago.me is actually, I really like the layout, I really enjoy it. There is a lot of age stuff on there, and I don't think you can filter it out. So if that is something that you don't enjoy, for example, I am not a big fan, and I prefer to filter that kind of stuff out, but I haven't figured out how to do that yet. If you can, you know, hey, tell me in the comment section, I would love to know. But you can't really seem to filter that out, so it's not necessarily a website that you can use when on the go and stuff, but then again, there's plenty of non-age stuff on here, and it's a really good website. I really enjoy it. But yeah, the overload of age stuff can be sometimes annoying, but then again, you know, yeah, it's a good website. Just, let's keep it at that, okay? So we have last updates, completed manga, which I really like. I really enjoy the fact that they give this tab as well, because not every website does this, and I do enjoy it a lot. And you can also select by genre, of course. For example, you can select, let's say, fantasy in this case, and you get fantasy manga immediately presented to you. So I like it. It's really nice, and I highly advise you to at least take a look at it. Now, besides that, we have Manga Park. Now, this website has been around for a long time. For actually a really, really long time. It has never truly been a competitor to, for example, Kiss Manga, or, like, it's never been that popular, but it is, you know, it's doing well, and it has been doing well for a long time, and, yeah, it has a big library. It is a nice website, and I definitely advise you to at least take a look at it. For example, they also have Solo Leveling and One Piece, which are, of course, incredibly popular, as you can imagine. In this case, let's just click on Solo Leveling. Again, I'm going to go to the first chapter, as I want to avoid spoilers as much as I can. So let's see if I can load it. Yes, I can. And then let's go to chapter 1, just for me to show you that it does work. Let's go. Yes. And then go to chapter 1 if that's an option. Wow, the categorization is not that great, to be honest, as you can see. But you'll figure it out. It's not rocket science, fortunately. You can do manually, you can do all pages. If you don't have a fast computer or your browser is slow, selecting all pages is not that smart. Even, like, my computer is good, my internet is also very good, but as you can see, it takes a long time. So as you can imagine, if it takes a long time for me, it'll take a longer time for people who don't have that great of a computer. So, is Manga Park worth it? Yes, it is, but it sometimes has problems loading stuff. So that's why it's not my number one pick, but it's good. Like, you should definitely check it out. It's definitely not bad. Then we have mangajar.com. Now, you can of course select by top manga, like most websites allow you to do, which is wonderful. But you can do more. You can of course select basically anything here. By the way, did it load? Because I've noticed that I think my internet at this point in time is kind of dropping. It has been for a while now today. I think my internet provider is kind of doing weird stuff. But as you can see, this is the top manga by popularity, and they have a huge selection. It's awesome. For example, this one, Kanojo Okurishimasu, which is also a really good one. Again, I'm gonna go to the first chapter to show you that it will work. So first chapter, let's go and take a look. Chapter one, you click on it, and then yes, I am. Fortunately, I'm older than this. But then again, it's not that. Well, it's fine. Never mind. So I'll go to the next page, and as you can see, it works. Works perfectly fine. Yep, and this is the first page. I know this because I've read this manga. It's pretty cool. So yeah, it works like a charm. Then we go to mangakomi.com. Now, mangakomi.com, it isn't very pretty, I have to admit. It's not a very pretty website, but it definitely does the trick. If you, for example, go to hot manga, right, the ones that are popular, as you can see, a lot of Korean and Chinese stuff, but it is cool. Like, it is definitely a cool website. I am just not really into the Chinese stuff. It's not for me. I prefer Japanese manga, but as you can see, even One Piece is here, and the Korean Solo Leveling is here too. So it has plenty, but I have noticed that certain websites have a certain niche that they mainly provide to, and Mangakomi definitely is a big fan of non-Japanese stuff as well. So if that is also something that you enjoy, then my God, this website is definitely for you. So as you can see, it works. You know, everything loads perfectly fine. It is okay. Yeah, it works perfectly fine. Then we go to mangahere.cc. Now, mangahere.cc is actually, it's a great extension also for Tachiomi. If you haven't, if you don't know what Tachiomi is, you know, take a look at the top right of your screen right now. There I explain what Tachiomi is. So it is definitely worth it. Mangahere, if you don't want to use it as a website, you can still use it as an extension on Tachiomi. But even as a website, it is pretty darn good. It also has an app. However, personally, if I can be completely honest here, I don't advise you to use the Mangahere app. I think personally that the Tachiomi app is way better than their app, because the Mangahere app has a lot of ads, while Tachiomi is 100% free, and of course, yeah, allows you to do way more than their app will ever allow you to do. So yeah, that is the trade-off. But if you are a big Mangahere fan, yes, they also have an app, and yeah, I wouldn't say it's worth it, but if you do enjoy manga here, then you know what? It might be a thing for you. So yeah, as you can see, it works perfectly fine. We have One Punch Man here, and everything loads like a charm. You can also post what they call danmaku, and you can actually add like comments to the page and stuff, which I think is quite a fun little touch that they provided here. Okay, let's go to number three. Manga Kalot. Like I said, they're in no particular order except for the last two, and we're slowly but steadily getting to the last two. Manga Kalot is actually, like I said, it's been around for a long time. It's a very popular website. It has a big community. The engagement on this website is also, you know, there's a lot of people that write stuff on it and comment on here. So it's you know, it's big. And they also have popular stuff like, for example, Solo Leveling. They also allow you to actually register an account, and then you can track your progress on their website. Now, I personally advise you to use something like AnyList to track your progress, but you can do it via their website, which is a nice touch, definitely. So here you go. For example, you have the manhwa here, and it works like a charm. It loads very fast. Okay, let's go to the final two, and this one is actually one of my favorites. It's not my favorite, like, I don't think it's the best, but it is one of my favorites, which is called Manga for Life. Or actually, I mean, their official title is Manga Life, but they have a four in their URL, so that's why. Yeah, it's mangaforlife.com. Now, actually, for example, you can click on One Punch Man. You can simply go to that chapter, but oh yeah, maybe I should not do that because I want to avoid spoilers in any way possible. So you can go to the directory. You can type something in as well. For example, What should we do? Solo leveling again, just to make sure that they have it. Of course they have it, but you know. They got solo leveling. You can go to show all chapters, go to chapter one. As you can see, the engagement is huge. There's tons of people talking to each other about this wonderful Korean manga. Go to chapter one, and as you can see, it works perfectly fine. Now, the final one, and this one is something that I really appreciate. I really appreciate this website. It's called comic.fun with CK, so comic with CK. And it doesn't have any ads, which is something that I really appreciate. Of course, it also has solo leveling. Like, as you can see, it has a trending option. It's really cool. You can filter by language, which is also something that I really appreciate. And you can start reading everything immediately. So, for example, you can go here. It'll work, and you can start reading immediately. I think comic.fun is the best one. That's also why I put it on the number one spot. Like, it's just really, really good. But yeah, it's all of these websites are wonderful. They're all worth it in some way or form. But if I had to choose, I would definitely put Manga for Life on number two. And of course, comic.fun on number one. They are just incredibly good. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that this list was useful in any way possible. If it was, could you please click on the like button? And if you do like this kind of content but haven't subscribed yet, you know, click on the subscribe button. Yeah, and I just want to thank you for watching, for real. I was Rosavi. You were you. And I will see you guys later. Goodbye. This video was sponsored by Zoro.to. Now, whether you want to find One Piece, Naruto, or the newest episode of My Hero Academia, it's all here. You can even turn off the subtitles, which is something that I really like. It's all free. There's no ads. It truly is an amazing website. Should you check it out? Absolutely.